Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. What's up, primos y primas? ¿Qué lo que? Another episode of the Dear God, Are We There Yet? So I am so excited to be back on. You know, I've been taking these little breaks. Una semana aquí, una semana allá. But you know it's because I have been working super hard and I have been like on my grind with Dear God, Are We There Yet? And wow, we have so much going on. It's insane. So if you missed it last week on the Insta, yo puse algo bien especial. I put something super special up. We were featured on a billboard in New York Times. Not New York Times, Times Square. Look at me. Look at me getting a little ahead of myself, right? I'm already speaking to existence, New York Times. I'm coming for you. Times Square billboard with our famous quote, "You don't have to be rich or famous to help people." And it was so amazing, the love that I got from everybody. But also, it's really to share and spread the message. Like, yeah, yo estoy linda, of course. Yeah, I want to be on the billboards and stuff, but it's not about me. Well, maybe it is, you know, Afro Latina being on a billboard, you know, in a decade or in times where maybe 30, 20, 10 years ago, we would have never seen someone of my color or just anyone really in a specific, if you were not like a model per se. But anyways, the whole point was that this amazing quote is going to reach so many people. It's going to make you think, you know, yo sé cuando yo me pongo mi blusa, you know, mi camiseta, whatever, and it says you don't have to be rich or famous to help people or question everything. You know, I always get people at the store or people around me like, oh my God, I love your shirt. I love it. And so I want to tell you guys, check out our shop. We have the new edition of Dear God, Are We There Yet shirts, pero en español. So yes, yes, yes. Tenemos mujer fuerte. We have no tienes que ser rico y famoso para ayudar a la gente. We have que lo que, let's volunteer. And I think I'm missing one. Oh, grab that cafecito y vamos a hablar. You know me, I always say that. So that's what I want to start off the podcast for. But today's podcast is the pursuit of happiness in the present moment. And the reason why I'm making this podcast today is because we all know that famous movie with Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness. And, you know, we're always pursuing of something. I want you to fill in the blank right now. And just a little disclosure, yo no soy terapista. I'm not a psychologist. I'm none of that stuff. It's just a girl who loves to help people, help other people. I love to read, and I'm always digging into the different things that I can educate myself and just really uplift myself and look at things from a broader perspective. Because as I grow older, I start to change my way of thinking on a lot of things. And as a mom, you know, you want the best for your child, right? So you want to see where you're getting all these things from and all your junk. And so shout out to therapy. You guys really need to, like, ever think about therapy, it doesn't matter if you don't have nothing going on in your life where you feel like you are stressed or whatever. Therapy is not about that. It's about just discovering and getting yourself out of your element. So, the pursuit of happiness in the present moment, we get, especially with COVID, you know, like that hit a really break for us where we were constantly going after something. Like I know myself, I was like, oh, I can't travel. Oh, I can't do this. I kept looking at all the things I cannot do. I can't leave the house. I can't do that. We can't take, you know, our baby out. We can't do this. We can't take our niece to here. It was all the different things that I could not do. And it was like the pursuit of happiness in that moment of all the things that I was ignoring. I was focusing on the things that I couldn't do and not focusing on the things that I could do. And you know what? Psychology is something really crazy because we have these moments. We're not going to be perfect all the time. And it's okay to feel this way. Like I know all of us have felt this way. I mean, I work from home and it is crazy. Oh my God. Una locura, you know, and it's so hard to focus sometimes. It's so far hard to, you know, have a team meeting or get on a call with a potential client or whatever the case is. And it makes you feel like, what is my pursuit? So I want you to just fill in the blank. The pursuit of is in the present. And the reason why I'm putting that blank, because the pursuit of many things is in the present moment. I was reading this book from Dominican writers, at Dominican writers, if you guys want to, they're not the author, but this is where I got the book from. And it was we were doing a session for Black History Month with the Black Jacobins, and it talks about the revolution of San Domingo, and it's it talks about the history of Dominican Republic. And, you know, learning from our culture and learning what we want in the future, and we're learning what we want to unlearn, it's always a pursuit of something. And that's why I said to fill in the blank, whatever that is, if the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of love, and the pursuit of faith, the pursuit of peace, the pursuit of depression, you know, battling your depression or anxiety or an illness, a sickness, is cancer or high blood pressure or diabetes, whatever the pursuit of you are doing, it has to happen in the present moment. And I'm not here to preach to you, nobody, but you know, say, yo no soy una padre, una madre, nada, sacerdote, nada. I'm not none of that stuff. What I'm saying to you is the pursuit of whatever it is in our present moment. I'm going to give you guys an example of a story that really touched my heart. And it was the pursuit of finding peace and it was someone that reached out to me, and I can't say her name, and she actually decided not to come on the podcast, which is okay, totally, but she said I could share her story. The pursuit of forgiveness, this is like something so deep. So this is what I'm telling you guys, the pursuit of whatever it is in the present moment. So this young lady, she, you know, during the COVID, the whole coronavirus and all that stuff, she started to, you know, how can I say, I'm trying to give you guys a story without telling you too much, because I'm trying to keep her privacy. So let's call her Fulana, because Dominicans, we call everybody Fulano, Fulana, right? So Fulana, her name is Fulana, right? That's the fake name, which could be anybody's name, whatever. So Fulana was going through a really tough time with during COVID and trying to battle depression and anxiety. And she has three children, and her marriage was up and down in the sense that, you know, financial struggles, all this stuff. And Fulana got a hold of she's like, she needed something to do just to despejar la mente, like just to get her mind off of her everyday, you know, everyday going on. And she came across our site from something that we posted. So she went on Dear God, Are We There Yet? And found a volunteer opportunity. Now, Fulana has been dealing with all these emotions, but she doesn't know where it comes from or where it came from. And so Fulana started to do a volunteer opportunity where she was texting and calling people as a reminder for their COVID, like if they travel. There was a nonprofit that was doing like texting and calling people, like if they travel or they were going out of state or whatever, to make sure that they go get tested. So Fulana wanted to do a couple hours, and it was good to just to talk to people like, hey, you know, don't forget, because stay safe. You know, it's kind of like a reminder thing. And she only did it for a couple of hours. So Fulana does this volunteer opportunity. And one of the, it's been after training, she finishes training. And like, I think the first day of her taking, like making calls, she comes across this older lady. And the older lady says to her, you know, yes, I have been out of state because I went to go visit my my sister. And my sister is going, she's really sick and, you know, not with COVID. She's just sick in general. And I had to, you know, I just had to. The lady is Hispanic and Fulana is Hispanic too. So she starts to tell her, because you know Spanish people, we end up talking, if you're from the Caribbean or you're from another country, and not to say that Americans don't talk a lot, because we all do, but I'm just saying, like, we're always like, ¿Qué lo que? We're always trying to take the conversation somewhere, right? Maybe it's because we're partly nosy, I don't know. But anyways, so she starts to talk to this older woman. And the older woman, she notices something on the last name, and they were in conversation, and Fulana's like, oh my God, that's so funny, because your last name, I think I have family that is that last name. Listen, oh yeah. And they're just talking, she's just talking to this older lady, and the older lady's like, oh yeah, you know that I took off that name from my mother's side. I didn't take it from my father's side. So long story short, because you know this podcast can be long if I keep dreading on this story, but it's so amazing. Again, the pursuit of forgiveness is her path in the present. She talks to this lady, and this is why, okay, let me just get to my point, because I don't want to give it all right away. She talks to the lady and she's like, wow, that is so funny. And she makes a joke and says in Spanish, like, wouldn't it be funny like that if we were related, because you know that there's not a lot of, you know, this last name, because this last name, blah, blah, blah. And the older lady, she said, no, I don't think it would be funny, because every person that I've met with that known that last name, we've been related. Now, I'll give you an example. Sanchez is a very popular Spanish last name. There's Sanchez in Mexico, there's Sanchez in every culture, there's a Sanchez, right? And it's a very, very popular last name. Her last name was not necessarily Spanish per se, but she was Hispanic. She is Latina, not was, she is, because she's alive. but the origins of her last name were European. So it was very rare, and it was a very rare last name that a lot of people confused her. And she always thought that that was her father's last name, right? Oye, oye, se pone mejor esta novela. This gets really good. So Fulana says, while I enjoy talking to you, I got to call other people. And the older lady says, can you call me? I would love to connect with you. So she says, well, before I do that, let me contact the nonprofit, because you're not allowed to do that, right? Initially, you're not allowed to do that. But there is what's called a Facebook support group where you can still interact with people. And if people, you know, you're in the group, and then I guess if you take, you have to go through those things, right? Like, you can't do anything on the phone. She asked the nonprofit, and the nonprofit's like, no problem, just do it on the Facebook group. You have to do everything through the Facebook group, so that, you know, if there's any further communication, it would have been through Facebook, and not necessarily that the nonprofit gave you this information for you to keep, right? So she ends up going on Facebook. She does a couple hours here and there. And she tells the older lady about Facebook. Now, mind you, the girl is just waiting there, because she's like, I told the lady this is the only way. But she's an older lady, so I don't know. She's like, I don't know if she's going to be on Facebook. One day passes, nothing. 5 days pass, nothing. 2 weeks pass, nothing. 1 month, nothing, right? And so she's just like feeling in her ways, like something connected with this woman. Mind you, she has her life going on, and she has everything going on with her children, her husband. She's going through this anxiety, you know, finances, all this stuff. And she doesn't know where it's coming from, because even before COVID, she was kind of feeling this way. And then she gets a message on Facebook from somebody else. And she's like, I don't know who that person is, but they have the same last name. She's like, oh, maybe this is the older lady. It wasn't the older lady, though. It was the older lady's daughter. And so she starts to connect with her, and she says, well, my mom doesn't have Facebook, but she keeps telling me that that I need to connect with you and that you're family and da-da-da. And my mom gets a little hyper and crazy, so I'm so sorry in advance. Because, you know, older people and Hispanic Latinos and Caribbean people, they are older parents and they get hyped sometimes, right? So she's laughing at Kikiki, and they're just talking back and forth, just regular things. And Fulana ends up discovering, after conversations back and forth, that they are indeed family. And they're not like a really long lost family either. They are very, very close. And what happened was that Fulana ended up getting raised by her father's side. And this is her mother's side. And her mother was not in contact with her own family because of some discrepancy of whatever. It's probably something, I don't know those details, of course, but she says that there was something that they didn't talk. When she got pregnant, she stopped all conversation for everything. As a matter of fact, she actually changed her name. Her mother changed her name, and she didn't know her mother changed her name. And she didn't want to do anything with her family. And it was because of something that happened to her as a child, where her mother, where her family felt like they weren't paying her attention, or they didn't care about her. And she really took it to heart when she got pregnant, and she said, and she just changed it. Now, Fulana is shocked by this because she's going back and forth, and she's like, wow, the family that she thought was her mom's family wasn't indeed her real family. Those are just people, her friends, that her mom said that was your auntie, there's your uncle, but they're not, none of them. And it starts to boil down to forgiveness on so many different levels. And when I was talking to her, because I really wanted, I was like, Fulana, oh my God, I would love for you to come to my podcast and talk. And she said, the reason why she's not coming on the podcast was because, one, she's very nervous, and she says she's very scared to talk in these situations, right? But it's because she just didn't know how to react. She didn't know she didn't want any backlash from people listening in or whatever the case is. When I told her, girl, nobody should, but I understand. So I asked her, Fulana, can I tell your story on my podcast? Because this is the pursuit of forgiveness. And I'm going to get to my point, because this has happened way when COVID first started. So it's about almost a year. And so all through this, she's been learning so much about her family, and she's been going into the lies and the secrets and the deceit and all the, like, digging deeper of this forgiveness. She had this thing with her that she could not forgive herself, her mother, her family. She didn't know where it was coming from. This anxiety about forgiveness, this anxiety about, being self-destructive. It was all about forgiveness. In the beginning of the podcast, I told you guys it was her pursuit of forgiveness, right, is in the present. She finding her family in a whole different way. And she said to me, she said, Alicia, and, you know, I would, at first, I was kind of upset to my mom for lying for all these years, because I'm an adult with all these kids, you know, and they don't know their family. But the first thing she said to me, she's like, that's how I knew that I had to forgive myself, and I had to find that to forgive my mom. I was like, oye, si yo veo que mi mamá me habla mentira, if I knew, oh my God, I would be so mad. But I started hearing her, and she was telling me, like, that's what she needed. She needed, it was like a wake-up call that the pursuit of forgiveness was in that present moment. In that present moment to forgive feeling this certain way and do something, which was volunteer. Forgive that moment of feeling doubt and just have a conversation with this little, like, all these little steps of forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean always say sorry, yeah, I forgive you. No, forgiveness starts with us. These are things that she was telling me. And I'm telling you, when I heard this, you guys, I was just like, this is incredible. Like, so she literally got her mom, and her mom was like, I can't believe that you're not upset, and I'm so sorry, and da da da. Let me tell you the story of why, and da da da. And she says, we can't go back, but we need to start. We can start a new, you know, because I don't want my children. And that was so profound because as a mom, I see it now. Like, we can have our own crap and our own stuff and we can choose what we want to do. But for her to say, I don't want my own children to go through this and I want to use this as a teaching moment, it's like uncovered so much for her. And it was just powerful. And you guys, the world is so small. Like, we live in a small world. And for the fact that this lady, like, she found, Fulana found, you're gonna be there yet, an opportunity through a nonprofit, something so random. Everything was random, and that those are the coincidences that we always say. It's the present moment. It's not coincidence, I think it's the present moment. It was supposed to happen. So your pursuit of happiness in the present moment is how you feel this moment. Like, pursue it in the present. Pursue the presence of your forgiveness in the moment. Pursue the love in that moment. Pursue patience in that moment. Am I being patient at this moment? Am I coming from a loving self? Am I doing? And I am not a psychologist, a therapist, or nothing. I'm just sharing these magical and beautiful stories that come down, that they're real life. And this person is magical. Fulana, you are magical. You are listening to this podcast. I appreciate you sharing this. I appreciate you being the stronger and the bigger person and realizing that this thing that you had, you couldn't put your finger on it. But you knew it was somewhere and you just kept diving into it. And now for her new relationships with her new family, they might probably not going to be BFFs overnight. That's what called her tiempo. But when there's a bond and when you are, it's meant to be in each other's life. And maybe they might not talk every day. But my whole point is, like, you have to go after that uneasy feeling of what are you trying to pursue at that moment? And always trying to find, yes, the optimism side of everything, optimistic side of everything, and the lighter side of everything, because that's going to help us no matter what. Like, I know everybody says, well, you have to be a realist, Alicia, and you have to think about the bads. And yes, but I feel that those little glimpses of good, those glimpses of hope is faith. And that's faith coming straight into your face and saying, I'm here. You see me. This is where the possibilities can become. So I'm leaving this to you today, you guys. The pursuit of whatever it is for you, make it in the present moment. Make it for you and how you feel and your future. And make it so that whoever else sees you, experiences your presence or your stories or whatever it is you share, they can take that piece and take that with them, because we are all inspired by each other. Until next time, and thank you so much for tuning in on this week's podcast. And don't forget to check out the shop. Don't forget, if you want to be on the podcast, you can hit us up at hello@deargotareweatheryet.com. And guess what, you guys? This Thursday, I have some big, big news, and something huge is about to happen. I'm not going to share it on the podcast yet, because you got to tune in on the Instagram or the Facebook, because we're going to talk about Dear God, Are We There Yet? And something super, super big. And it's just as big as Times Square. So tune in. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, Our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.